You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Long before the advent of biotechnology, farmers sought out ways to bring predictability to their ever-changing crops. For apple farmers, grafting has been a way of ensuring that the same varieties of apples land on our grocer's shelves year after year. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Bill McKentley is the owner of St. Lawrence Nurseries in New York. This time of year, he's grafting apple trees, slicing a branch off one apple tree and carefully joining it to the detached root of another tree. Now, in the spring, McKentley plants this root stock with a branch grafted to it, and in time, it will grow into a tree whose apples are identical to those that came from the tree he cut the branch from.
If you plant seeds, you don't get what you started with. A good example is man and wife have kids. Their kids, they're not identical to either the man or the wife. It doesn't work that way. It's called sexual reproduction, and that's exactly what we have in the plant world.
In sexual reproduction, an offspring inherits a variation of the characteristics of both parents. The results are varied, and this variation helps nature to select the hardiest characteristics of a species over time. Remember, survival of the fittest. But the kinds of apples that nature might select for won't necessarily be the apples that people want to eat.
The advantages of grafting have to do with production and reliability and all kinds of things that humans want. People want to know that if they have a tree that is said to be a Macintosh tree, they know what those traits are. They've eaten Macintosh all their life, and they want that. They don't want something else.
For hundreds of years, farmers have chosen the best quality apples to use for grafting, giving the process of natural selection a decidedly human flavor. This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.